Tell me about teaching yourself to play the piano.
Well, some way or another, back in them days, we had, I was still in school though then, and they had a, I don't know how, we had a little separate clarinet piano, mm-hmm. and I went to, they had this free school where I learned to play the song Robin in the Cherry Tree, sing a pretty song to me. That was the first thing I ever, uh-huh. and then from then on, I just, doing that was just like crochet and everything else. It just come.
Don't people like this bother you?
It's not genetic.
I can't learn to play with lessons.
Well, I never did play but I used to play for a quartet and for the church. You know.
And you just picked it up.
When they needed somebody to play. Oops.
And the crocheting was the same way. It just made sense to you from the start.
Well, my older sister, I'd sit and watch her crochet. Why couldn't she done it? Why couldn't I?
Somebody had taught her, though.
I don't know how she learned.
Yeah. I wanted to learn to play the piano. Over the years, have you seen Winston-Salem itself change a lot? Does the town now remind, is it just a bigger version of the town you knew?
Mm-hmm.
Or has it changed a lot in other ways besides
much
just getting
bigger? See, we used to go uptown. We did all our shopping uptown. Now you go to the shopping centers.
Right. You take the trolley up. To shop. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Back in them days, you took the trolley to shop. But then afterwards, it's a bus.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, I was driving a car. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me when I first got my first car. I took driving lessons, so.
Did you? And you still drive, right?
Still drive, thank the Lord for that.
Yeah.
I about to fix my little car out right there.
How's it show you? How else has Winston changed? Is it
well, they integrated so much, you know.
Winston used to be kind of the railroad tracks. Was it the railroad tracks? Or it was just kind of beasting.
Yeah, they used to be the railroad tracks. Don't worry about that. I was the railroad track from North Elementary School to where I live. My mama, she'd have beat me good if she'd ever known I walked that railroad track, but I surely did. I could make a shortcut home.
Yeah. Yeah. Winston was always a kind of a factory town, though, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, between
The hosiery, the knitwear.
The what? The what?
The knitwear.
Who was that? That was
knit shirts.
But it, was that Haynes too, or was that somebody?
Yeah, that was Haynes.
Okay.
Men's underwear, and then R.J. Reynolds, you know,
right.
Big here. And now that's been hot.
So were Haynes and Reynolds the big boys?
Back in those days. Mm-hmm.
They ran things.
Right.
Anybody else? Was there
No, back in days, my growing up days, it was mostly Reynolds and Haynes.
And was Haynes local, or were they?
Yeah, the Haynes was local.
But right here, they
mm-hmm.
weren't?
And then they started bringing in, different people to run the company. And then that was when they started getting people, you know, from outside of Winston-Salem.
Uh-huh. As you got older, you know, like once you moved out on your own, did you start to do, other kinds of pastimes that you hadn't been able to do before you left your mama's? Did you travel?
Well, I didn't do much traveling.
No.
Before I left home, no.
I was gonna say, like, but once you got on your own,
I started doing a lot of things, you know.
Well,
I started going to church more often on my own, and then I got into Topsy.
Well, you've already told me a lot of things in the church and music and all and those kinds of things, but I was wondering about, I guess I got intrigued by what you told me about your mama not letting you, the things she didn't let you do, and I kind of wondered, once you had that freedom and some money, whether you... I don't know. What's a girl do after?
Well, it's all I can say. The Lord didn't let me go wild, either.
I was going to ask. You didn't go wild.
No, he kept hold of me.
He did. Good. That must be one of the things that has changed, too. I mean, the way that, I mean, a girl or a woman is treated now, the kinds of opportunities now,
mm-hmm.
versus when you were a girl and a young woman. Can you talk a little bit about that? How has the world changed if you're...
Well, you know, they used to wouldn't let you work after. You know, they encouraged you to retire at 60 or 65.
Uh-huh.
And now... As I say, I did volunteer work. Then I found out I could, during that time I got married, though. But, I just started getting out more. And look, now, to my age now, I've been at Healy Drive. I work now at Healy Drive.
That's the,
K&W
Cafeteria.
K&W.
Mm-hmm. You work there every day?
I mean, 5 days a week.
I gotta add up your age. So
Monday through Friday.
You're 82.
I'm 81. I'll be 82 and hey, don't make me 82.
Well, I was just gonna add it on my fingers here. I'm not.
No,
math isn't my thing.
I'm 81, going on 16 at heart.
I can tell. And you just let, why do you still work that much? I know you don't need to.
It's an interesting job. I meet people all around, people I never knew I'd know again.
Uh-huh.
And I met people that used to know me when I was a little girl, going to school.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And, I've done some interesting things in my life. I used to be an interpreter down here at the church. I don't know what year that was. But anyhow.
You'd guide people through
and
tell them about the...
And I would meet people from all over the world.
Wow. That's
you know.
Good. Sure.
But that was good.
Yeah.
It was the only way I was going to get to meet them, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
See what else. Topsy, what else have I got into? Oh, yeah, I go to a fitness center over there.
Yeah?
Yeah. I do the treadmill over there, do the bicycle over there.
Where do you go?
They have a fitness center for the employees at the Kentucky.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm. And I lift weights. I can try lifting you, though.
Well, I'd like to see you. I bet you could after you've been doing all
and,
that. Well, if you were breaking your life up into pieces, phases, we could call them, how would you do that? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, if you were saying that from this year to this year, can you look back and do that?
Well, it's like I said, 9 years that I was married. We had a house over on Franklin Street. They were the happiest years of my life when Al and I were married. And then we was married about 3 years and 7 months, he died. And then the saddest days of my life, see? It seemed like then when he died, everything, everybody left me, you know? You go through them stages.
Yeah.
And then I started going places, you know, after I came over here, going on trips. Uh-huh. I've been just about all over the United States, except Hawaii and Alaska.
Really? Mm-hmm. So here there's kind of a Moravian community of people that...
No, I went with Christian Tours out of Hickory.
Uh-huh. I know that group. I have friends that do that.
Uh-huh. And I enjoyed them very much.
Uh-huh.
But then I sort of got tired out of that because a lot of the places we would go, I'd done been to, you know.
Right.
And you just get tired of seeing, when you get a new trip, you had to go see something you'd done been to. That's the reason I like working at Kentucky now.
Because there's new people all the time. Sure. Well, do you still do much with the church?
No, not anymore.
Uh-huh.
I just gave all of that up. I worked in the kitchen down here at the home church
uh-huh.
for a pretty good while. I volunteered working down there, and then they paid me, and I got tired of that, and I went to hospital and did volunteer work there. And then that's when I decided, well, I tried the Kentucky, and they hired me.
Good. Well, did... How did you end up getting married at 56 years old?
Well, he was an old bachelor when he first married his first wife, and she died.
What was his name?
Paul Rue. And
how'd you meet him?
He died one evening. Eva, a friend of mine downstairs, lived here. She lived upstairs at the time. But anyway, we used to go down to the graveyard, and you don't always go down that graveyard and you get a cool breeze.
Uh-huh.
Even the hottest day, there's places you can get down there and you'll be cool. And anyway, I leave and we'd go down there, and as we was going over there, I saw this man standing over yonder at that grave. I said, if I didn't know better, I'd say that was Andy Calloway. That was Pauline's husband that I sang with so much.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We got over there, it was him. You know, we talked a while at the grave, and so Eva and I just went on over. But anyhow, we just kept on.
Had you known him for a long time?
No, that's just when we first met.
Oh, okay. She said that must be...
Yeah, that's the first wife died.
Okay.
And, as I say, he was a bachelor before he married her. And anyway, we just kept going over there. And then Eva said one day, he'd take us a ride, and take us down around Freeburg Moravian Church and all down in there. And you know, even said one day, now I'm getting tired of this. That's two's company, but three's a crowd. And says, I'm getting tired of this. And I need to go on your own. And the next thing you know, Paul and I got married. We went together for about 2 years.
That's nice. So you did go on your own?
Yeah.
That's nice. But he only lived 3 or 4 more years.
He lived, we were married 3 years. I don't believe it was 7 months or 5 months. I forget which it was.
Uh-huh. And you said you took it hard after he was, after he
passed.
Well,
you know.
Yeah.
I think everybody goes through that. Mm-hmm. There's stages of mourning that you go through.
When you look back at, I mean, 82, 81?
I'll be 82 in October.
Okay, I'm trying not to take years away. But for 81, I mean, that's right up there.
82's right around the corner, too.
When you look back at those, you know, all those years, are the things that stand out like the big political events or the wars or presidents or is it the more private things like this 4-year marriage that sounds very sweet and kind of an unexpected you know what I mean, kind of an unexpected gift.
Mm-hmm.
that at 56 you might not, and then there it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a very nice story. But when you look back at it, do you remember those kinds of things more, or?
Well, anymore, that part of my life when I was married, now it's more like a dream to me now.
Is it?
Mm-hmm, like a dream.
Do you mean that everything from back then is like a dream? Or do you mean that just those married years were kind of just...
Well, they were such happy years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to have something that kind of dream.
Right.
I think. Yeah. You said that you were a 16-year-old inside.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you feel? Is that really how you feel?
Oh, yeah. Feel young at heart.
Do you... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just want to say people at work tell me to keep it up, too.
Uh-huh. I think so. I think so.
I know my last car got... I said something about it might be my last, and Mr. Goodson, he's my power of attorney. Mm-hmm. You know, he takes care of things, you know, when, and anyway, he went with me to get the car because, you know, he's a good talker.
Sure.
And I said, well, I guess this will have to last me for a while. He said, listen, I'll be off the road by the time you're 90. I said, I'm going to live to be 100.
That's great. Might be driving till then, too.
Some do.
Some do. Well, what else should we cover? We've talked almost an hour and 20 minutes. Topsy, if
he's one that
we've talked about an hour and 20 minutes and covered all kinds of ground. Can you think of something that we should be talking about? Well, that sounds like a God-given,
yeah.
The way you learn those and...
Right, now that I look back over my life, I wouldn't want to change it, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think I'm where the Lord wanted me.
I was going to say, that's a nice piece to get to.
I do, I think I'm where the Lord wants me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when she was a little girl, I used to, when I was bored, I mean, I'd live in you know, that had that one room.
Right.
And boy, I'd come up and get her. She lived up the street here, you know. I'd get her and go spend the night with me. She'd look up at me and she said, "We favor people think you're my mama."
Did y'all do that a lot? You'd come up and spend the day,
She was just a sweet child.
And
child.
Would it be like a Friday or Saturday night, or?
Oh yeah, weekends.
And what would you do? You'd stay the night? Would you?
She'd spend the night.
Would you go into town the next day? You go shopping?
Well, I might would take her shopping, and again, groceries. I might just bring them back home. Mm-hmm.
Y'all were just a block or two apart?
Huh?
Y'all were real good. At that time, you lived pretty close?
No, I lived in the Walltown section. She lived up the street here.
But there was a period that you, when we lived up here, did you live
just for a while? Yeah, that's right. I did live, you know, with them. I had a room upstairs and ate with them.
If Miss Ruth had.
Yeah.
Right.
She provided our Christmas for us.
Yeah. Wow.
Really, I forgot about those things.
So I guess you know the generation's very young.
But she's just my little girl.
Anything really? Well, I did have some pictures of her friend. She used to dress up like Minnie Pearl. They had this show. I guess that was at Haynes. You all did these shows.
And what?
You dress up like Minnie Pearl, you know, you
dress. Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
I've got pictures of things like that. I guess they had shows at night.
Why'd you dress? It was part of a company show?
Well, that's when I sang with the Haynes Hosey Chorus, and we were in Rothrock, and we were just, what were we? Just crazy people. And when they'd sing right, you know, I always put on a little act.
Uh-huh.
Great. I dress up crazy.
It was part of the show. That's great. And did you just do it did you just perform at the,
when we was at Haynes Hosey Chorus.
Did the chorus perform just at?
At different places, huh?
Did it around town?
Here in town.
That's great. I would have loved to see the Minnie Pearl act.
I didn't.
You had the little thing, you had the little price tag? Coming down.
No, it had a dirk on it.
No,
well, maybe so too. I can't remember.
It was crazy, man.
I got rid of all that stuff.
Right now, tonight, I think it was.
I'm sure. Well, I think it's a fascinating life. A lot of it, it all interests me a lot.
I don't know.
Did y'all get together? Did that go on for years, that you'd come by the house? And
no, it didn't go on for years. It was just once in a while. See, her mom and her dad worked. And back in those people worked. Your dad take care of you one time. I mean, like, when Dorothy was at work, that's the way it went.
And at that time, I mean, you called yourself an old maid, but
yeah.
An old maid aunt with all the families working, it's kind of nice to have for children to have.
I remember taking me to see the movie, I Haven't
Known. Uh-huh.
And she took me to a Billy Graham for such a long, I mean, she took me to different places, and it was nice to have somebody, like, at your parents, been there
all the time. Right. No. That's nice. Well, maybe that's a good place to stop. I like that story. Yeah. Thank you very much.